This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Wednesday evening in Kotzebue, President Obama addressed the issue of rural sanitation in Alaska, where more than 30 rural, predominantly Alaska Native communities lack running water and flush toilets. The president said changes to the eligibility requirements for grants from the U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Alaska Village Grants Program will help avert catastrophes.
You shouldn't wait until disaster strikes. We should see if we can invest in communities before the disaster strikes to prevent it. So today we're announcing more than $17 million in USDA rural water grants for infrastructure projects in remote Alaskan communities.
$17 million adds a third again as much money as last year's total federal allocation of $51 million. The state met those grants with a match of $7 million. Andy Tuber is board chair and president of the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium. He says the funding is much needed to improve public health.
Those children living in those rural communities with limited access are five times more likely to be hospitalized for those lower respiratory infections and 11 times more likely to be hospitalized for pneumonia. So there's a substantial number of communities and community members across rural Alaska that are in need.
In a prepared statement, the White House said the word dire was being removed from eligibility requirements for the USDA grants. Tuber says the word dire historically has meant honey buckets. So he says changing the requirement removes a significant barrier to keeping existing systems up and running.
The White House statement reaffirmed that what we understand to be the president's own stated priority to ensure that federal resources are effectively used to avoid public health risks and prevent far costlier infrastructure rehabilitation after the system fails.
But during an interview earlier in the day of the president's speech, USDA Director for Rural Development in Alaska, Jim Nordland, said the word dire was not meant to be taken out of the regulation.
I think there was a mistake on that. There has been some changes in the regulation, but there are still communities in Alaska that are on honey buckets that are in dire situation. The incidence of waterborne disease and illness is very high. It's just unacceptable to have communities in Alaska still on honey buckets.
Nordland agrees with Tuber that the new money will help improve public health, but much more is needed. He also applauds the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Village Safe Water Program and the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium for their efforts to find more cost-effective systems. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.